This is the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line from the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Jim Angel, state climatologist. Good afternoon to you, Jim. It's a little bit rainy at this point. Not too terribly bad, but looks like we're going to get more rain as we make our way through the weekend.
That's right. We're a chance of rain today, tonight, and tomorrow. In fact, there's going to be some heavy rain and thunderstorms mixed in with that. I think virtually the whole state is in a flash flood watch at this stage because of all the rains we've had and saturated soils and the potential for flooding as we move forward. But the good news is that on Saturday, sometime on Saturday, a cold front is going to start to push through the state. And while it will push the rain out ahead of it, behind it will be cooler, drier air, so we'll actually get a break from the warm, muggy temperatures and the precipitation, at least for a couple of days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday actually look pretty nice right now, with highs around 70s and lows around 50 degrees. So it'll be a much nice, well-needed break from all this rain that we've had.
The
chance of rain is probably about Wednesday night, Thursday.
There may be a few that can get into the field after a couple of days, but I suspect there are a whole lot more that have had rainfall in amounts that won't let it dry out that quickly.
That's right. The soils are very saturated, and there's a lot of water staying in the field. So, yeah, it's going to take more than 3 or 4 days of sunshine to make that happen.
I know that you have some preliminary results, but since it's still raining and we haven't closed out the month of May, you don't have finals. How wet has it been?
Yes, the numbers keep going up. Right now we're at 5.9 inches for the state, which is that's pretty wet, not the record by any means. But if you look at the springtime, that March, April, May time frame, we're already at 15.7 inches, and that's the ninth wettest on record. So, and it's only going to go up from there because we'll get more numbers in for today. And when we redo the numbers tomorrow, we'll find out how wet it really was.
And then as you take a look a little further out, as opposed to next Wednesday or Thursday, if we get out 10 days or so, do we have drier weather then too or not?
Well, you know, the Climate Prediction Center does have a little more optimistic viewpoint a little farther out you go. Their 6 to 10 day is still a little bit on the wet side. They've got above average precipitation from about, St. Louis eastward and all the way out to the east coast there. But the 6 to 10 day finally starts to get us back into near normal precipitation. And during that time, we'll actually have close to normal temperatures as well. So, but, you know, there's nothing real optimistic at that point.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim.
Okay, you're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey right here in Urbana-Champaign, the Prairie Research Institute. Joins us on the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. Don't forget to visit our website at willag.org by about 6 o'clock this evening. We'll post Commodity Week. Our guest this week is Mary Kay Thatcher. She's a lobbyist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. In studio, we'll have Wayne Nelson and Kurt Kimmel and Mike Zuzlo while he's traveling. We'll be on the other phone line. Should be a great show. We'll post it up there this evening, and you can listen to it before it gets to any radio station if you'd like. It's part of the service that comes to you from willag.org. Have a great afternoon and a good weekend. I'm Todd Gleason.